USA. Dietary guidelines strengthen meat and protein intake. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM. The 12th of January 2026. Washington. ARLINGTON. After months of delay, the U.S. Departments of Health, HHS, and Agriculture, USDA, have published revised dietary guidelines. With them, the Trump administration introduces a new, inverted food pyramid and replaces the MyPlate model used since 2011. Central elements of the new guidelines are a significantly higher recommended protein intake and a stronger emphasis on meat, dairy products, and animal fats. The so-called new pyramid places protein, dairy products, and healthy fats at the top, flanked by fruit and vegetables. Whole grain products form the base of the illustration. In addition, according to the authorities, the guidelines recommend consuming a variety of animal-based proteins, including eggs, poultry, seafood, and red meat. Furthermore, the guidelines advise avoiding highly processed foods, sugary drinks, and foods that are very salty or very sweet. However, the recommendations do not contain a clear definition of the term highly processed. Meat and fats explicitly mentioned. One of the key innovations concerns the recommended amount of protein. The guidelines now envisage a daily intake of 1.2 to 1.6 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Previously, 0.8 grams per kilogram was considered the benchmark for adults. For a person weighing 68 kilograms, this corresponds to an increase from around 54 grams to about 82 to 109 grams of protein per day. Healthy fats are said to include, among others, fats from meat, poultry, eggs, omega-3-rich seafood, full-fat milk, nuts, seeds, olives, and avocados. For cooking oils, olive oil, butter, and beef tallow are recommended. At the same time, the recommendations maintain that saturated fatty acids should account for no more than 10% of daily calorie intake. Approval from the meat industry. Representatives of the meat industry welcomed the new guidelines. The National Pork Producers Council, NPPC, stated that the recommendations strengthened the role of pork and other animal protein sources in the diet. According to Rob Brenman, president of the NPPC, the industry was grateful that pork occupied a central role in the new guidelines. The authorities had taken producers' concerns into account and appropriately recognized nutrient-rich meat products. The association also pointed out that the guidelines encourage parents to introduce nutrient-rich foods such as meat early into children's diets. The poultry sector also expressed strong approval. Ashley Peterson, senior vice president for scientific and regulatory affairs at the National Chicken Council, said it was abundantly clear that chicken was a lean and affordable protein that could help Americans of all ages meet the new dietary guidelines. She thanked President Trump and the responsible cabinet members for what she described as a science-based and pragmatic approach to healthy eating. In her view, the administration had rejected the emphasis on plant-based proteins promoted by the previous Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee in favor of lean meats such as chicken, as reflected in the new food pyramid. The Meat Institute also expressed approval. President and CEO Juliana Potts said that the U.S. Meat Industry Association welcomed the fact that the guidelines prioritized protein and that families could obtain this protein from nutrient-rich meat and poultry. In her view, the dietary recommendations made it clear that meat played a central role in a balanced diet. Criticism from the scientific community. Marion Nestle, Emerita Professor of Nutrition, Food Studies, and Public Health at New York University, said the recommendations were internally contradictory. In her assessment, an increased intake of protein, meat, and full-fat milk could hardly be reconciled with the simultaneous requirement to keep saturated fatty acids below 10% of daily calorie intake. In addition, the higher fat content made it more difficult to maintain a balanced calorie intake, as fat provides roughly twice as many calories as protein or carbohydrates. The American Heart Association, AHA, also expressed concerns about the protein-related recommendations. The organization emphasized that protein was indeed an essential component of a healthy diet. At the same time, however, it called for further scientific research both into the optimal amount of protein and into the most health-promoting protein sources. Until more robust evidence was available, the AHA advised prioritizing plant proteins, seafood, and lean meat, and limiting fatty animal products such as red meat, butter, lard, and tallow, as these were associated with an increased cardiovascular risk. By contrast, the recommendations to reduce sugar and highly processed foods met with approval. Nestle rated this aspect as the greatest strength of the new guidelines. At the same time, some experts warned against a blanket rejection of all processed foods. Certain processed products, such as vitamin-fortified breakfast cereals or breads, could also have health benefits. Some nutrition specialists criticized the recommendations for treating processed foods in an indifferentiated manner.